And welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host. My name is Jerry Dove. And today I've got in the studio two people with some great names. Listen to this. It's Gisela Boucher. She's the executive director. And Mauricio Cordoba. He's the COO, both of them, of an organization called Loaves and Fishes. How did I do with the names?
Yeah, it did great.
Excellent.
It took me 17 tries before the mics came on, just so everybody knows out there. Let's start with you. You're the executive director. Tell me what you do and tell me what Loaves and Fishes is all about.
Well, first of all, let me thank you for having us on air today.
You're very
we
welcome.
Really appreciate it. Loaves and Fishes has been around for 37 years. We're a nonprofit organization based in San Jose, and our focus is simple. We're there to feed the hungry. Whether you are homeless, whether you are a family that's just stretched too far, whether you're a child in need in school or after school, we're there to help provide hot, nutritious meals for anyone who needs it.
All right. And your job as executive director, how long have you been there?
I've literally just started. I've come over from the for-profit sector, and so I am a recent addition to Loaves and Fishes. I'm not new to Loaves and Fishes, however, for the last 6 years. The company that I used to work for was a longtime partner and a great support. And so hunger relief is sort of in my blood.
See, that's the best kind of employee, somebody who has seen what the work is all about.
Yeah.
You did it. You looked at it from afar, and now you want to be a part of it. So you're bringing a whole new energy, and you know what you got to do.
Thank you.
All right. So, Mauricio, you're the COO.
Yeah, Jerry, thank you for having us.
Okay.
Appreciate it to you. Yeah, just, been with Loaves and Fishes for about a little over 9 months. So coming from the for-profit business also. I've done a lot of volunteer work in different organizations at my kids' schools and community. And just kind of have that calling to do something that benefits somebody, you know, the community and somebody else, and had some fun in the process, and was given the opportunity to come and work with Loaves and Fishes. Very blessed for that. It's a great organization. We have so many years of great support from the community, and it's a mission that is very important right now in the community. You know, food insecurity is a very big problem in not only Silicon Valley, but the United States.
Food insecurity is a nice phrase that everybody's using these days. So just because you have a home and you have two cars, you have a job, does not mean that you're still are missing, that you're making every meal. You still are missing meals out there, right?
That's absolutely the case. What people don't seem to realize is even though while nationally one out of every six persons in the United States doesn't know where their next meal is coming from, here in the Bay Area, that number is one in four.
Yes.
So when you think about that, the chasm between those who are able to afford to live in a high income and a high cost area like the Bay Area, the chasm between those folks and the folks whose efforts and whose work we so depend on every day, it's just getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to find more and better creative ways to not only address the issue of hunger and hunger relief, but also the issues that feed into food insecurity.
Yeah, I think of sometimes some of the young people that work with us here that are 19, 20, 21 years old, just getting out of school or just trying to find their way and thinking about when can you move out of the house? Because when we were younger, mm-hmm. You only need a few $100 a month and you could move out, get your own little place, maybe share it with somebody else. I had my own apartment first time for $200 a month. Nowadays, especially in the Bay Area, it would take you forever to be able to afford to move out and then try to feed yourself on top of that would be tough.
And that's why the people that we often encounter where we serve our food are families, and you have multiple families living under the same roof. You have people working two, three, sometimes four jobs and still not able to afford and make sure that they can meet all of their financial obligations every month. It costs over $100,000 a year for a family of four to be able to live reasonably here in the Bay Area. Most of the people that we encounter are making $20,000 a year or less.
I live in the East Bay. Work here in San Francisco, so I get to see the homeless situation up front and very personally every day. Don't get to the South Bay much. People think of Silicon Valley. Where's the problem down there?
Well, since they closed the jungle, the problem with the homeless is everywhere.
All right, tell our people what the jungle is.
The jungle was an area in the San Jose area where the homeless tended to congregate. They'd actually created an area where they could live in relative safety. That was disbanded almost 2 years ago, and as a result, homeless were forced out into all of the areas in the community. Now you find them living under overpasses, between fence lines and the highway, anywhere they can to find a place where they can live in some relative safety.
All right, so Mauricio, you said you've just been there about a year. And what is the mission? What are you guys trying to accomplish?
You know, Jerry, what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide a little bit of happiness every day to the people that we help. A meal every day that they come in and they're like, I know I'm going to get a hot meal. I'm going to feel good. And I'm going to feel that somebody cares about me and is helping me. I mean, our mission is just to try to put a Band-Aid on food insecurity. Like Gisela was saying, one out of four people don't know where the next meal is going to come from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our mission is just to be able to help everybody out there that has food insecurity. We do not turn anybody back in our soup kitchens. And the main thing is just to be able to help them every day. And our mission is to try to do it as most efficiently and reach out as many people as we can every day. And it's a challenge because there's so many people in need. And like Gisela was saying, now that the homeless are spread out throughout San Jose, Santa Clara, it's a lot harder to reach them. And yeah, that's an issue that we have. And so we have changed our way that we do our outreach. Mm-hmm. And instead of having just two soup kitchens, which we still currently do, we have partners with about another 30 organizations throughout Santa Clara and San Mateo counties to where we deliver about an average of 1,500 meals a day. And that's how we're doing. That's our mission, is just to continue feeding anybody that needs it.
So people can come into the kitchen or yes, can have it delivered.
Well, what I wanted to say in addition to that is, as Mauricio said, we're not trying to just put a Band-Aid on this issue. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find creative ways to try and help break some of that cycle of hunger, homelessness, poverty, all of which feed into one another to create this situation. And by changing the way in which we deliver our services, which we did about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now, it really has enabled us to be part of that broader approach to dealing with the issue of hunger and homelessness in our community. By delivering these services to organizations working with these vulnerable populations, we've really been able to extend our reach beyond working with just the homeless, but also working with families, with children, and with community organizations, also providing services to those populations as well. So this way we get, it's a bit of a trifecta, unfortunately, because these are all, you know, constituencies and clients and guests of ours that we want to be able to reach well and consistently on a daily basis.
Hey, thank you for spending part of your day with us. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Jerry Dubb. My guests today are Gisela Boucher and Mauricio Cordova. Both of them are from the Loaves and Fishes Kitchen in South Bay, in San Jose, and all over Santa Clara. How do people sign up for the delivery?
So we do not deliver. We have the two soup kitchens where people come to us. Mm-hmm. And what we did is we reached out to other organizations and partnered with organizations throughout Santa Clara and San Mateo. Organizations like Life Moves, Rebecca Children's Services, Recovery Cafe, Catholic Charities of Santa Clara Valley, to name a few, which they are working with this population that has food insecurity. So what we do is we bring them food to be able to provide it for them. We are going to the organizations that are also have populations that are in food insecurity and have other needs, and we're helping provide those needs at their locations, and that's how we've been able to reach more people.
So you take the food to them, and then the people who need the food go to those different organizations. So
correct.
I get it. So you spread yourselves out without creating new spaces for yourselves.
Correct.
Got it. How many people do you think you feed a day?
Roughly 1,500 people a day.
And how many? How much help do you need? You probably need tons of volunteers.
Well, we have about 4,000 people that volunteer throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So yes, in not only our soup kitchens, but all the other organizations that we're in contact with, Jerry.
And how do I volunteer? If I want to, if I'm in the South Bay and I've got nothing to do for the next 2 weeks, how do I get a hold of you guys and find out how I can help?
Two ways. You can call us or go to our website. The best way to do it will be to our website, which is loavesfishes.org. It's very simple to do it because there you can see the times and locations and see what works for you. Otherwise, you can give us a call at 408-922-9285.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my notes. It looks like you're feeding people Monday through Friday through all these different organizations.
That's great.
What are the hours?
The hours vary depending on the location, all of which are posted on our website. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to make sure we also did was give a shout out to our volunteers,
right,
because they're really the backbone of what we do. We are a very small staff of 12, mm-hmm, but we have over 4,000 volunteers every year who come out and work with us. They come from corporations, groups of employees come from corporations, from churches, from schools, from the greater community. We could literally not do this work without them. And
I
so we're
that.
So blessed in that regard. In the last 4 years, our services has grown over 400% in terms of the numbers of people that we're serving and the numbers of meals that we serve. 4 years ago, we were providing about 100,000 meals a year. Mm-hmm. This year, we're looking at over 500,000 meals, and it takes many hands And it's not always light work, but it certainly makes sure that we can get the job done and serve the people who really need it in our community.
1,500 meals a day means that somebody's got to pay a lot of money for all that. Who's helping you guys? Who do you want to shout out right now?
Again, we are so lucky that we have support from foundations, family foundations, as well as community foundations, corporations. Our board is a very active board. They're always out fundraising. We do hold some community events. We do a lot of grant writing. We do a lot of presentations. One of our biggest partners is Second Harvest Food Bank, who provides us with so much of the food. Dan Barcente, our board chair, was the former owner of Race Street Foods. A huge, longtime supporter of the organization. Western Digital, formerly SanDisk, Cisco, DiNapoli Foods, all areas of the corporate community have come out in support of this, recognizing that it's really something people can feel good about, that they can get connected to directly, they can be hands-on involved as they'd like to be, and at the same time, they can also be very generous with their financial support.
So, yeah, I don't think we ask you where your kitchens are, the Loaves and Fishes kitchen are.
Our kitchen is in Morgan Hill, Jerry. We were able to centralize our operation for cooking down there about a little bit 3 years ago, and that gave us the ability to be able to mass produce the food per se and set it up as a cater style, family style, that we were able to deliver it. So that helped us a lot. That's where our kitchen is. Our two soup kitchens where we serve food are in 7th Street in the Goodwill building in near downtown San Jose. Mm-hmm. And the other one is on the East Neighborhood Center in Allen Rock on the east side of San Jose. Okay, and that's where we serve directly to the public and ourselves.
And people just have to always remember that. Don't just think about helping people at Thanksgiving and Christmas and holidays like that. Every single day of the year, someone needs some help out there, right?
Absolutely. People are hungry every day. Hunger doesn't take a holiday, and frankly, hunger doesn't care with where you live.
No.
If you're unable to get down to San Jose and volunteer with us, find someplace nearby. There's certainly going to be a program, a school, a church, your local food bank, your local soup kitchen. Take the time to go out, and you'll walk away feeling so much better for it.
I absolutely agree. Any last thoughts?
Again, just thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to talk about a really important issue that we're all facing here in the Bay Area. We really do appreciate it.
Jerry, again, this is a problem not only particular to the Bay Area, but to the United States, and it's something that we're going to need a lot of help with. There are so many people in need these days, and to your point, they need help year-round, not only at Thanksgiving or Christmas, where I know it's maybe a little more emotional for all of us, mm-hmm. but you know, all the people that we help need food and shelter and support 365 days a year. And there's so many wonderful organizations out that we work with and do other services to all the, not only homeless, but people that are either food insecure or they just don't have enough money for some of the things that are vital to be able to thrive and survive these days that need their help. So if not only Loaves and Fishes, but find a nonprofit you're passionate about, something that has your calling, and come help it. And, you know, just sometimes it's maybe donating some money is great, or maybe it's your time, but they'll take any help that you can offer because, you know, there's so much need out there, and we just don't have enough resources as nonprofits to do everything every day, and we need the support of all the communities, and we're thankful for it. So.
Well, I'm thankful for you guys being here today as well. That's going to do it for us here at Listen Up Bay Area. I do want to thank my guest, Gisela Boucher. She's Executive Director of Loaves and Fishes, and Mauricio Cordoba, the COO of Loaves and Fishes. Find out more information at loavesfishes.org. I'm your host, Jerry Devon, and case missed part of the show, or you just want to hear it all over again, and why wouldn't you? You go to listentobayarea.com and check out our podcast page. My producer, Carlos, promises this will be up by Monday afternoon. Be sure to listen to us next week, and until we speak once again, let's all release our peace and move forward.